2021学年度九年级英语听力部分 Part 1 Listening Comprehension A 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片，在选择题区域相应的空格内用 2B 铅笔填图，每个句子念两遍。 Number 1. It's important to put rubbish into different litter bins in modern cities.
It's important to put rubbish into different litter bins in modern cities.
Number 2. The students will have a picnic if the weather is fine this coming Saturday.
The students will have a picnic if the weather is fine this coming Saturday.
Number 3. Tom had a car accident 2 months ago, and his left leg was badly injured.
Tom had a car accident 2 months ago, and his left leg was badly injured.
Number 4.The company should be responsible for the students' safety on the school bus.
The company should be responsible for the students' safety on the school bus.
Number 5. When Betty gets tired after work, she usually does some exercise to help her relax.
When Betty gets tired after work, she usually does some exercise to help her relax.
B. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案，在选择题区域相应的空格内，用 2B 铅笔填图，对话和问题都念两遍。Number 6.
Good evening, madam. Can I help you?
I think someone has broken into my house. The money in the safe is gone.
Would you please leave your address? I'll be there soon.
Question. Who is the woman most probably talking to? 请再听一遍。
Good evening, madam. Can I help you?
I think someone has broken into my house. The money in the safe is gone.
Would you please leave your address? I'll be there soon.
Question.Who is the woman most probably talking to? Number 7.
How long did you stay in England? For a month?
No, for nearly half a year. I spent 5 months studying in England and 2 weeks traveling to another 2 countries.
Traveling is also a good way to learn English.
Question.How long did the women spend studying in England? 请再听一遍。
How long did you stay in England? For a month?
No, for nearly half a year. I spent 5 months studying in England and 2 weeks traveling to another 2 countries.
Traveling is also a good way to learn English.
Question.How long did the women spend studying in England? Number 8. Do you often use a computer, Chris?
Yes, I am a designer. I use the computer to draw pictures. What about you, Susan?
To search for information, or send emails, or something like that. But I never play computer games.Question. What does Chris usually do with the computer? 请再听一遍。Do you often use a computer, Chris?
Yes, I am a designer. I use the computer to draw pictures. What about you, Susan?
To search for information, or send emails, or something like that. But I never play computer games. Question.What does Chris usually do with the computer? Number 9.
I called you yesterday afternoon but there was no answer.
I was visiting a friend of mine most of the afternoon. What time did you phone?
I called at about 5.
I got home at 4:30, but at 5 I was cooking in the kitchen. I didn't hear the phone ringing. Question: Why was there no answer when the man phoned? 请再听一遍。
I called you yesterday afternoon, but there was no answer.
I was visiting a friend of mine most of the afternoon. What time did you phone?
I called at about 5.
I got home at 4:30, but at 5, I was cooking in the kitchen. I didn't hear the phone ringing. Question: Why was there no answer when the man phoned? Number 10. Would you mind picking me up at the front gate tomorrow morning?
Not at all, but shall we meet at the back gate? There is always a lot of traffic near the front gate, and I don't want to make it worse.
All right. Question: What can we learn from the dialogue? 请再听一遍。Would you mind picking me up at the front gate tomorrow morning?
Not at all, but shall we meet at the back gate? There is always a lot of traffic near the front gate, and I don't want to make it worse.
All right. Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二 B 铅笔填涂，短文念两遍。
Do you always find it is raining when you walk out?Or are you always buying umbrellas and leaving them home when it rains? There is a smart umbrella that can solve both problems. The umbrella will not only tell you the weather, but also let you know you've left it behind. How does it work? The umbrella will send a message to your smartphone, and it says, Hey,It's going to rain in 15 minutes where you are, so you'd better take your umbrella. Besides, if you are forgetful, you may never leave an umbrella on a bus or somewhere else again. The umbrella will send a warning to your smartphone if you leave it behind.The new umbrella will be on sale in department stores in 25 big cities soon. You will have the chance to own one. Though it is a good idea and it looks pretty cool, the umbrella will cost you $205. Maybe you will just check the free weather apps on your smartphone and take a common umbrella with you.Instead of a smart but expensive one.
请再听一遍。
Do you always find it is raining when you walk out? Or are you always buying umbrellas and leaving them home when it rains? There is a smart umbrella that can solve both problems. The umbrella will not only tell you the weather, but also let you know...You've left it behind. How does it work? The umbrella will send a message to your smartphone. And it says, Hey, it's going to rain in 15 minutes where you are. So, you'd better take your umbrella. Besides, if you are forgetful, you may never leave an umbrella on a bus or somewhere else again. The umbrella...will send a warning to your smartphone if you leave it behind. The new umbrella will be on sale in department stores in 25 big cities soon. You will have the chance to own one. Though it is a good idea and it looks pretty cool, the umbrella will cost you $205. Maybe you will just check the free weather apps on your smartphone and take a common umbrella with you, instead of a smart but expensive one.
D. 根据你听到的内容，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。在非选择题区域相应的空格内，用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔填写，短文念两遍。Most junior middle school students have a regular daily life. If you are bored with your daily routine, you can try something meaningful before you are 18, or it will be too late.First, draw your family tree. When you are young, get to know all the older people in your family and find out as much as you can about when they were young. Draw a family tree and take notes about each person so that you will know them well. Secondly, camp out in the garden with two or three friends.If you don't have your own garden, find a friend who has one. You need a small tent, sleeping bags, and warm blankets. Take a lot of food and drink with you into the tent, and play games until it gets dark. When it gets dark, tell interesting stories. Thirdly, learn to swim.Seriously, this is so important because it could save your life. If you can't swim well, you won't be able to do water sports like water skiing and surfing. Next, collect things. One of the best hobbies for under 18s is collecting things. You could collect things.That make you remember what you've done, like cinema tickets for films you've seen. Put your collection in a special album and write what each thing means to you. That way you won't forget. As teenagers, being a good team player is also an important skill in life. You can't just think of yourself.But have to work well with other people. Teams usually have a good social life too. 请再听一遍。
Most junior middle school students have a regular daily life. If you are bored with your daily routine, you can try something meaningful before you are 18, or it will be too late. First,Draw your family tree. When you are young, get to know all the older people in your family and find out as much as you can about when they were young. Draw a family tree and take notes about each person so that you will know them well. Secondly, camp out in the garden with two or three friends. If you don't have your own garden,Find a friend who has one. You need a small tent, sleeping bags, and warm blankets. Take a lot of food and drink with you into the tent, and play games until it gets dark. When it gets dark, tell interesting stories. Thirdly, learn to swim. Seriously, this is so important because it could save your life.If you can't swim well, you won't be able to do water sports like water skiing and surfing. Next, collect things. One of the best hobbies for under 18s is collecting things. you could collect things that make you remember what you've done, like cinema tickets for films you've seen. Put your collection in a special album and write what each thing means to you. That way, you won't forget. As teenagers, being a good team player is also an important skill in life. You can't just think of yourself, but have to work well with other people. Teams usually have a good social life too.